a revolution, a complete revolution, transformation has come about in a few years. Just a few years. I know the Quran is the key. It's the key. The Quran is the key because there is the light. But another key was needed in order to get the light from the Quran. And that key is faith in the Quran. The Quran can convert anybody that doesn't want it. The Quran has been revealed to convert those who come to it and wanting it. Faith who come to it and wanting it. You see? That has been created into us any appreciation for the Quran over those old people. But when I came out and explained to the community that we had been set on a course, and that course points us in two directions. Parallel in the history of the people of Moses. Moses said to them, I point out to you two ways. Isn't that what he said? Yes. So we were pointed out, two directions were pointed out for us. One, the growth toward material things. The other one, the growth toward obedience to Allah and unification with the whole world of Islam. We were invited to come to both by the nation of Islam. In the nation of Islam, we were told that if you follow the knowledge of Elijah Muhammad, accept that the people are and your God and Savior, and follow the all of Elijah Muhammad and his messengers, that you would get very much good home, friendship, and all walk of life. Is that right? But you were also told that once you join this nation of Islam, you instantly become a member in every nation of the Muslims all over the planet Earth. So you become a member in a community of Muslims all over this earth, numbering into the hundreds of millions. Isn't that what we were told? And we were told that one day we would go to Mecca. We would go to the land of the Muslims. Isn't that right? We were told these things. So we were invited to go to Mecca. We were invited to go to the Kaaba. And we were also invited to go to the Fasting Village. The Rockefeller Center. Oh, wherever the money was around here, yeah, I don't know. We were invited to go in these two directions. When Allah blessed me to see the gifts and the suggestions in the people of the nation of Islam, there were many among us who also right away saw the gift. And they believed it enough to listen to me on and off. They wouldn't break away like it was predicted. That soon as the new leadership come up, the people will leave it. And they will become a group of splinter groups scattering all about. That didn't happen. Allah blessed that not to happen. Allah blessed me to see interpretation in the teachings of Prophet Muhammad. Called Desert Farad, Wadi Farad, his name. They blessed me to see interpretations in the Honor of Elijah Muhammad. Teaching on civil darkness, total civil darkness. He blessed me to look in the Quran and see how to apply teachings that most Westerners take to be irrelevant. He blessed me to have the secret knowledge of how to apply that teaching to our thinking and to our social behavior in order to bring this community close to the past. If that had been done, let me tell you, I can't tell you in a few minutes. It would take volumes just to tell you what has been done. In about 4 years, it would take volumes of books to tell you completely and clearly exactly what has happened in 4 years. If I had done the same thing among you who don't have it in their system that there is no prophet coming, the end of the prophet, they don't have that. I would be a prophet. I would be a prophet. They would hail me as a prophet. If I had done this as a Christian for Christianity, Christianity would hail me as a prophet. But because this has happened in Islam, and so Muhammad is definitely the last of the prophets, I can't be hailed as a prophet. But if that wasn't in Islam, there are many Muslims in Arabia and Pakistan and Egypt and all over the world who would hail me as a prophet. Why? Because something has been done to me that couldn't be done to anybody else. If this was something regular, something ordinary that happened, how come there's not more than one Wallace E. Muhammad? If this was just something ordinary, how come we don't have others among us that equal me in my presentation of religion? That should be competitors for me. Where is my competitor? I'm just giving to you something that you need to understand. You need to understand that no, there's no prophet. I'm not a prophet. Prophet Muhammad is the last of the prophets. He came in the prophetic line. He sealed it. He completed what was prophesied of the prophet. That's the end. The Quran is the final message. But God has brought me into something that is a prophet-like work. And the results are phenomenal on a prophet-like scale. And you need to understand that to appreciate the blessing that Allah has given to you. Yes? And I repeat, that if this is something that has happened on men, show me another Wallace E. Muhammad, Wallace E. Muhammad. Show me another one. Dear people, Allah will bless us, but if we don't recognize the blessing, we can't benefit from it. Let us have faith. Let us work hard as Muslims. And don't let people attack you away from being a good Muslim in the world community about Islam and the rest. We were in hell. We were far from the past. But there was enough sincerity in us to get us gain for us Allah's special blessings. So Allah removed the ignorance from us. He took the corruption off this nation of Islam, and he has brought us into unity with Muslims all over the world. Don't underestimate this day. We should praise Allah. We should struggle hard to be bright lights of Islam, like the companions of Prophet Muhammad was. We have received a blessing, great blessing. We should show our appreciation. We can show it by being faithful. We can show it by being truthful, upright. And no matter what your situation is in your home, maybe your husband left you, your wife left you, you're on the welfare, are being cut off. That's nothing compared to what has happened to us in this America. Allah has blessed us with something in this America that can make us keep marching, keep working, keep striving, no matter what happens. Don't let people dampen your faith. So on as some other groups teaching that Islam. Let them teach. We should teach louder the truth. Can you hear their teaching lies? Preach louder the truth. What do we see in those people? What do they have? I know one who came to me and said, well, you know, the Jews came up with a powerful push. Protocols of Zion, and they have several branches, disguised branches. So maybe we should do something like that. Brother Minister Wallace, they called a minister at that time. So I have something here I want to show you. So they showed me some pictures, some symbolic so-called science teachings that some of the mad scientists of the Nation of Islam had put together. So I looked at it and I told him, I said, I don't want that. I shouldn't need that. I said, that's the same old stuff we're using all the time. So what it does is disrespect the intelligence of our people. And the reason why we stay on the bottom is because we don't respect the intelligence of our leaders. Don't even respect the intelligence of our people. So I said, no, we're not going to publish some more mystery and foolishness. Fairy tales and fiction, don't tell them all those lies. Some strange. I told him if I wanted to prepare a lie, the knowledge that Allah has given me, I told him I could prepare a lie that would be 50 times more powerful than this foolishness you brought me.
I said, let's praise the Lord. Thank him. Pretty soon Ramadan will be coming into Ramadan again. So let us enter Ramadan as faithful Muslims, fasting for Allah's pleasure, praying to him that he reward us with more blessings for Islamic community in this world, in this society, American society. And we expect at the end of the coming Ramadan that we will be much more greater as a Muslim community. Allah will reward us if we earn it. And our sincerity is what we earn it. Let us be strong Muslims. Strong Muslims. And let us understand that we have that identity we long for. We don't want to be identified as Africans. We just wanted identity that was our own. Some of us thought that it could be found by identifying as an African. Others thought that it could be found by identifying in American mainstream. Just losing yourself as just another American. Allah knew who he wanted for us. He wanted to give us back the original identity. The Muslim identity. Identity of the natural man and woman that he created himself. So he has brought us an identity that we are comfortable with. And any of you who have really accepted Islam and accepted my leadership as your imam, you know you feel a sense of identity, a sense of internal security, a sense of grounding, being grounded. You feel a sense of security and identity that you never dreamed you would have on this earth. Yes. No cosmetic thing will satisfy you. They tell me occasionally, they say, you know, so-and-so are those people there, putting them to print 50,000 Muhammad speech. I don't care what they print, what they come up with. They're not Allah. They can't produce what Allah has produced. They're only going to attract some people that don't have any mind anyway. You have been given a mind. Allah has blessed you with your mind back. So I don't worry. We can have 50,000. Not Muhammad speech. We can have 50,000 ministers of Muhammad speech. All around you and preaching every day at your door. I do worry that you would kill one of them. Because they aggravate you too much, you might get sensation and go out and knock one of them in the head. But I don't worry about any of those people converting us. We have been through Bible ignorance. We've been through the church. We've come through the Yahoo history. And now we're in something superior to all that we had in the past. What trick bag can we bring from the old history that can take us away from what we've got? No! They're looking at the world champ. That's right. Allah has blessed us to be world champions. We don't see any contest. So let them preach. They're going to disgrace themselves. Let them have their little separate group. And let them preach what they want to preach. They're going to disgrace themselves. But that should only encourage us to work harder for the truth, for the path of Islam, to glorify what Allah has given us. That's the Quran, the example that is established in Prophet Muhammad, the religion that once lit the whole world and left a mark in history that will convince any fair-minded believer. So we know what Islam has done, and we know what it is doing for us. We don't need any more proof. All we need is the proof that will convince any fair-minded reason. So we know what Islam has done, and we know what it is doing for us. We don't need any more proof. All we need now is just to live this life and show the world that we love this life, we cherish it, we are proud of it. No Muslim can fear to say he's a Muslim. I'm proud to say you're a Muslim. And let us never be satisfied until we have our own schools, at least for the elementary level, high school level, We have to have our own students, the elementary level and high school level, and never be satisfied until we have our own students. Because the schools of the United States, and tell me now, all over the world, they're just deteriorating. There's no academic branch there anymore. The academic leadership has been shaken. Faith in the system has gone. We can't depend on that society to raise our children and teach them. We're Muslim too. If we can afford a school, we have to teach our young children. Don't give up. Don't give up. I'm not an arrogant man, but I am a proud man. I'm proud of what Allah has made us. I'm proud of the strength in our community. And I'm not going to beg anybody for anything. And I know that in time, we're going to have the dignity that we want. We're going to have economic dignity. We're going to have academic strength, academic leadership, dignity in the field of education. We're going to have all these things. Allah did it once. He'll do it again whenever he gets ready. As-salamu alaykum. Allahu Akbar. Let us make a dua. Let us make a dua. You can test it, okay. Oh Allah, make Muhammad successful and the followers of Muhammad successful, as you made Abraham and the followers of Abraham successful, for surely you are the most praised and glorified. O Allah, bless Muhammad and the followers of Muhammad, as you bless Abraham and the followers of Abraham. Surely you are most praised and glorified. O Allah, our Rabb, our guardian and follower, the sustainer, give us in this world that there is good, and in the next that is good, and save us from the fires of sin. Amen. Allahu Akbar.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
وقالت ربنا وإليك المصير لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا نسينا وأخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد الفاتحة
May Allah accept our good deeds and our prayer, and may we unite again soon for Jummah, for Muslim activity and Muslim interest. And may Allah protect us from the un-Islamic interest that is threatening our well-being all the time. As-salamu alaykum. Brothers, let us clean the way and be as we said before the beginning of the khutbah. Let us keep our place, please. Takbir. 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 Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alhamd. Assalamu alaikum. The road is clean and clear. Assalamu alaikum.